We're talking now with Danny Murphy from Mississippi and president this year of the American Soybean Association. Danny, let's talk a little bit about something that's just happened today, in fact, and that was the decision by the Supreme Court, the issuing their ruling regarding Mr. Bowman versus Monsanto. Your thoughts about the unanimous verdict that came in favor of the seed industry?
Well, I think that was really a positive for the soybean industry and really for all of American agriculture because, you know, we really depend on the innovation that we get from our trait companies and seed companies and really equipment and everything else that we use is we depend on that technology and that's all derived from the intellectual property. And this really reaffirmed how important intellectual property was and that the Supreme Court put a value, I mean, placed a value, a high value on that, it was important. And so I think it's good for agriculture that we'll still have that continued investment in new technology that would have been, not sure where it would have gone if that had gone ruling against Monsanto.
So this does put some restrictions on producers, but you feel that those strings, I guess, of buying those genetically modified seeds, that genetic product is worthwhile.
Yeah, you know, it's I think the traits that we get and the seed varieties we get, those all of those are patented and that it's really important that we have the continued innovation from those companies and that without that we would have. I think we would have really suffered in the long run and farmers wouldn't have had the ability to access those technologies or the companies wouldn't have even made the investment.
President of the American Soybean Association, Danny Murphy from Mississippi, talking with us about this Supreme Court decision released on Monday, a 9-0 decision in favor of Monsanto and their intellectual property rights regarding seed. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.